bad choices. Dear Dr. Tracy, I am a 33-year-old divorced woman with 4 kids. I was married for 12 years and have been divorced for approximately 3 years. I met my new boyfriend during my divorce. We hit it off and have been together ever since. He is a 44-year-old divorced man. When I met him, he had been divorced for 2 years. Well, I met his ex-wife, and she seemed to be an okay person. What I found out 3 months into my relationship with him was that he was fooling around with his ex-wife again, who also at this time had a boyfriend of her own. I figured that since I did not have a committed relationship with him, I had no place to say anything. The problem is, it continued further into our relationship, up to the point when I found out I was pregnant. At the same time, I found out that he and his ex-wife planned to go to his family reunion together. Of course, before all of this, I drove by his house one night and saw her car parked outside his home. The excuse I got after all of this was that they were considering getting back together. I thought it was very funny that as soon as she met me, she found interest in him again. I guess my issue is the fact that I'm now still in this relationship. I have brought a child into this nonsense, and I hate the fact that he keeps in contact with her. My boyfriend has taken responsibility for her son from a previous relationship. His excuse for having so much contact with his ex-wife is because of that boy. I know this is not true, but I have no real proof otherwise. I have also dealt with him taking women to hotels, and my gut tells me it was her, but he promises it was not her. I have tried to get over all the cheating. I know that she is very close to his family, and I also know that his family does not like me because I stand up for myself. I guess the bottom line is knowing how much contact his ex-wife has with him and the fact that he knows that I can't stand her. Am I in a weird relationship with a man that wants to have his cake and eat it too? Or am I being paranoid and need to just trust him when he says he does not want her? I have never had so much animosity towards two people in my life. I do love this man, but I feel like I have put myself back in an unhealthy relationship with a man that is trying to lie to me. To be totally honest, now that I have his child, I even hate the fact that he helps her son. She never has to ask for anything regarding that boy, but I have to constantly remind him when our son needs something. He does it for the other boy without thinking, but my son is a second thought, even when I have said, "Look at your son, he is in dire need." I was married to a cheating man and hooked up with another cheating man. I wonder if it's just my bad choices in men.